HBO Films. Two televisions hang over cubicles in a work area. Fox News plays on both, displaying the headline, President Trump fires FBI Director Comey. HBO Films presents a Seaview and 2 square foot production in association with Burn These Words, In the Cut Productions, and Fit Via V, in association with Cinereach and Tanbark Pictures, a film by Tina Satter.
Dear Director Comey, I have received the attached letters from the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General of the United States recommending your dismissal as the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I have accepted their recommendation, and you are hereby terminated and removed from office effective immediately. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on 3 separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau. It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI.
Cut to black. 25 days later, June 3, 2017, Augusta, Georgia. A young blonde woman in denim shorts and a button-down shirt with the sleeves rolled up traipses across a parking lot. She has a large black bag flung over her left shoulder and a beverage in her right hand. Sitting in a stopped vehicle, the woman leans forward with her arms crossed on the steering wheel. She rests her chin on her hands and stares off blankly, then glances at passing traffic. She drives down a suburban street. Blonde strands hang down from her pulled back hair as she bobs her head silently, pursing her lips. She makes a right turn at a stop sign, then swings her white minivan into an unpaved makeshift driveway next to a row of small one-story brick homes. The screen goes black and text appears. The FBI documented the following events with an audio recorder. The dialogue in this movie is taken entirely from the transcript of that recording. A man steps up to the young woman's car window as she looks down toward the center console. The young woman jolts and looks up. A title appears, Reality. She rolls down her window for a man in glasses and a short-sleeved button-down shirt. He holds a phone and leans in toward her as another man joins him.
This is my partner, Wally Taylor.
Hey, how are you?
Wally smiles and the young woman disengages her seatbelt. An audio wave appears, 3:30 p.m.
Hey.
How are you?
She stands facing them.
Good, how are you doing?
Good. How's your day today?
That's pretty good. Just got some groceries.
All right.
She smiles, nodding and glancing back and forth between the two men as they stare at her.
Let's show you who we are.
They flip open wallets to reveal badges and IDs that say FBI. An official document fills the screen. United States Department of Justice Federal Bureau of Investigation. Verbatim transcript. Participants, Special Agent Justin C. Garrick, Special Agent R. Wallace Taylor, Reality Lee Winner. The agents put their wallets away.
Okay, well, the reason we're here today is that we have a search warrant for your house.
Reality raises her eyebrows and nods.
Okay.
All right. Do you know what this might be about?
I have no idea.
Okay. This is about possible mishandling of classified information.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what we've got is, got a warrant, and I'm happy to show it to you.
A transcript appears.
What I'd like to do is sit down, talk with you about it.
Kind of go over what's going on, kind of get your side of it. And, of course, you're completely voluntary to talk to me. We can talk here, or our office is about 5 minutes away. If you want to. If you'd rather talk there, then we can do either one. It makes no difference to me.
Justin smiles with his hands in his pockets.
Okay.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have
'cause you've
pets.
You've been gone a while, so do we maybe need to let them out, use the bathroom, stuff like that?
I do. Would you mind if I at least get some perishables into the fridge?
And we can do that too, but what we're gonna have to do is,
She moves toward her car. A black van pulls up.
Do you live by yourself?
Justin saunters over to it.
Yes.
Okay, what we're gonna have to do is we're gonna have to go into the house first, make sure it's safe. We have a search warrant, so we're going to.
Reality eyes Justin at the van.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what we'll do is we keep you all here until we do that, and once we secure it, we'll, then we can kind of go from there, okay?
Of course.
Reality rubs her arm and peers toward the house with a creased brow.
So, is your dog friendly?
She smiles as Justin rejoins them.
Okay, well, so she doesn't like men.
Okay.
So.
So that's a problem.
Yeah. She may come towards you, but
okay.
She's never bitten anybody. She's not aggressive. She's just got, you know, a really good growl going.
Okay.
She'll probably hide under my desk.
Do you have a leash or something?
I have a leash.
Okay.
I can get her leashed up.
So what we might want to do is maybe let you go in there with her. You're not to touch anything else. You're not to do anything else. But get the dog and bring it out here. Are we cool?
Of course, I
because
understand.
Otherwise, if we have a problem, we're not going to do that.
I can move her straight to the backyard.
Okay. House key?
Reality stands stiffly, looking at the men, then hands her keys to Wally.
House key?
We also have a warrant to search the car, too. Do you have a cell phone?
She hesitates, then pulls the phone from her back pockets. With a steely expression, she hands it to the young FBI agent.
We'll take that and we'll kind of go from there, okay? But like he said, we're completely voluntary, completely up to you on, but, you know, I think maybe it'd be worth your time to listen at least for a little bit.
Definitely here.
Okay, and we can kind of figure out what's going on.
To comply.
Okay.
Her leash is 2 feet inside the door where I left it this morning. I can move her straight to the backyard.
Are there any weapons in the car in the house?
She looks away, then gives a rigid nod.
In the house, yes.
What do you have?
Wally leers down at her with his arms behind his back.
I have an AR-15.
Wally gives a side glance to Justin.
Is it pink?
She pulls her head back, smirking at him.
It's pink.
Okay.
How'd you know?
Wally and Justin grin as reality looks at them.
I have a Glock 9 under the bed and a 15 gauge.
You sound like my house. Okay. We're good then.
All right, just don't make any movements for those, and then we're...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're all cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, kind of obvious.
Yeah.
You can put there's a little fenced in area where you can put her.
Yes. And you won't even take care of
her. And we'll get water and stuff like that. And this other guy is with us as well. And we'll probably have a few more people showing up here directly.
A thick-set man with a goatee stares her down in his yellow polo shirt and wraparound sunglasses. Unknown male is added to the transcript participants.
Is that the only pet?
There is a cat. She will go straight under the bed.
Okay.
Jen doesn't like men. Starting to see a trend here.
Yeah, y'all can come on out. We found her.
What's your name?
Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey there.
She leads Mickey off as the three men watch.
She doesn't know what's going on, though.
The audio wave appears again, 3:42 p.m. Reality stands at a small pen that now contains the border collie. She reaches over the top, petting the dog as Wally comes up behind her.
You don't have any weapons or anything on you, do you?
No.
None in the car?
In the car, no.
Hey. She bolts toward the house and Wally blocks her.
Oh, hang on just
Can
a second.
Can I close the door for my cat?
He sees the open front door and points toward it.
All right. Because that's all I care about right now.
She looks down from the porch at the agents.
Okay, so the only thing in there now that's alive is the cat?
Yes.
There's not a person?
No person.
Wally turns to the man in yellow.
They're on their way?
Yeah, they're pulling up.
Reality's jaw tightens as she looks toward the street and sees two unmarked black vans and a silver car arrive. Wally hustles over to the car as the goateed man struts toward one of the vans. Numerous men get out of the vehicles. Wally speaks to Justin.
Why don't we, you want to wait out here with her for a minute and enjoy an hour walk through?
Justin nods.
Again, just to explain, we have a search warrant.
I understand.
In row, so.
She steps to the side as Wally and the man in the yellow shirt enter the house. Reality remains on the porch, the muscles in her face tight. She turns with her arms crossed, looking down at the men who just arrived. They wear dark clothing, some displaying the yellow FBI insignia on their shirts. A couple of them peer at her, and she averts her gaze, looking over at Justin. He offers a weak smile, and she smiles back, then goes stone-faced again. Two men string yellow crime scene tape in front of the house. Reality stands with Justin on the lawn. She looks toward the house.
It's all right. Just making sure, just checking to make sure there's nobody else in there. Nothing.
Surprise.
Surprise us or anything like that.
Yep.
So.
I'm gonna make this as easy as possible for you guys.
Okay, likewise. So hopefully explain things, get to, figure this all out, and wrap it up.
Reality reacts to the barking and starts walking. Justin immediately falls in step with her.
How old is she?
We don't know. She's one of those.
Oh, yeah. One of my dogs is a rescue. And when I got him, he wouldn't, I was the only guy who could touch him. Anybody else came in the house, especially male, he'd pee all over the place. But I could touch him, and it was fine. So, and whoever had him before was a real, real piece of work.
Yeah, she was left in the kennel and neglected her whole life.
Wally comes outside.
Why don't we, let's get the groceries, throw them in the fridge real quick, then we'll bring you back out here, okay?
Inside, a dry erase board hangs in the kitchen with the week's food menu and fitness routines filled out. A single picture on the refrigerator shows a smiling girl hugging a woman. A Tupperware bowl sits in the sink, and a place setting for one rests on the table. Wally and other agents turn toward Reality as she enters the house with an armful of brown sacks. She pauses and glances around at the watchful eyes. Reality makes her way toward Wally, who steps aside to let her squeeze through to the refrigerator. As she unloads the items, the audio wave appears. It's 3:50 p.m.
Is that?
No, that's it for the perishables.
Should be.
Justin and the man in the yellow shirt watch intently for a moment. The man in yellow glances out the window and then leans into Justin.
The neighbors.
Justin moves to the window. Reality turns to look from behind the open fridge door. Now outside, the man in yellow is with Reality.
All right, we could just step over. Just here. Yeah, just stop right there.
She stands in front of the brick house.
All right. Look, I'm here.
He holds his finger up, then aims a small camera at her. Reality thinly smiles, then turns away with a furrowed brow. A still picture shows a young woman who looks like Reality, dressed and posed the same way in front of a brick house. Wally hustles out the front door, stops, and looks at the man in yellow.
There's a cat in the house. In the bed. Or was on the bed.
On the bed?
Or was on the bed. It'll probably go under the bed at some point.
The dog is in the backyard, in the fence.
Justin motions for Reality. She saunters over to him as he points.
Does she need water?
She'll be fine. She's been inside all day with her water.
Justin nods to Wally.
Okay.
Who enters the house with other agents.
All righty. All right. So, would you like to talk here or talk at the office?
We can go ahead and talk here.
You want to talk here?
Sure.
Okay. I'm trying to think if we have any private place there in the house. Do you have anything there in the house that we can kind of sit that's away?
Away.
She looks down at Mickey. The dog lies in her pen, gazing up at reality with wide eyes.
There's one bedroom that's empty. I don't really like to go in there. Other than, I guess I don't really have anything else other than that back room.
That back room?
She nods, staring up at him.
Okay. And it's completely empty?
Yeah, you'll go in there. There's one dog kennel cage. Other than that, I don't use it.
Okay, all right. You said you don't like to go in there?
Oh, gosh, no. It's just weird. It's just creepy. It's like an addition to the back of the house behind the kitchen, and then it's always dirty.
Okay. All right. We can talk back there if you're fine going back there.
Wally approaches.
It's,
Yeah, we can go back there.
Okay, all right. There's a back room there that we can...
Kind of like the laundry?
That she'd like to talk in.
Yeah, that'll work. It's too hot out here for...
Oh, well, I can make a pit stop and take out the AC if you need that.
Well, they've got to do their thing for a minute, and then we can go in.
We can go in. Oh, get the password.
Oh, what's the, how do you open this? Just hang on.
She reaches for it, but he stops her.
What kind is the iPhone?
Wally and the man in yellow walk away examining Reality's phone. With a scowl and crossed arms, Reality shuffles in place, turning around and noticing a toy truck on the sidewalk across the street. Reality stares at it while Justin stands a few feet away with his eyes locked on her. She glances over her shoulder at him, and he looks down, taking a step back.
How long you lived in Augusta?
I was out here October 2015 to April 2016, TDY, and then moved back this past December.
What do you think of it?
Well, I willingly moved back here as a civilian, so I guess it must be all right.
Willingly? You say that begrudgingly.
Yeah, I mean, originally, my big plan is to deploy as a Pashto linguist and be in Bagram for a bit, but then they hired me out here for Farsi, so.
Wait, you're Farsi and Pashto?
Farsi, Dari, Pashto.
Wow, that's impressive. I'm barely able to speak English.
English is hard.
Mm. He nods, smiling.
But yeah, I noticed that with, especially here in Augusta, it's great for families, but single, it's kind of tough. Like, I can't imagine coming back.
Wally returns with a phone.
What's the, do you have a password or anything?
No password.
How do we do it? Show me how to do it or tell me how to do it. Swipe that?
Yeah.
No security?
No security.
You don't have a password or anything that it...
No password, nothing. Just anytime it locks, you just press the side there until you see the circle and just slide up a bit.
Okay, so it...
Wally and the man in yellow inspect the phone.
Do you already show her the warrant?
No, I haven't.
Reality turns her gaze upwards, frowning.
I was going to. We're gonna sit down and show it to her.
She stares at a tall tree. Its heavy branches are covered with green leaves that sway gently in the breeze.
What made you get out of the Air Force?
Reality turns to Justin with her hands on her lower back.
I wanted to deploy. I mean, I learned Pashto for a reason. And those opportunities aren't in the Air Force right now.
Hmm. You figure that with that language, you could just... raise your hand and go, yeah, go.
Yeah, no, where I was in Maryland, they only had one billet per year for Afghanistan. It was always airborne, not even language.
So I imagine people are just crawling for it.
Yeah, and I don't have my airborne physical, so.
Your dog okay? Does it need anything?
She's fine.
She?
Yeah, she's...
If you can tell, we're all dog people.
Yeah, I can tell.
She eyes the three men with a half smile. The man in yellow motions for Wally to follow him as he walks away.
Is she destructive at all when you leave her alone?
Yeah, she's just a nervous chewer.
Reality and Justin regard each other. Reality looks toward the house. As she takes a step, Justin moves to follow her. A word is typed on the transcript. Pause. Justin matches Reality's pace as she strides toward the front door.
Where do you CrossFit at?
I'm at SEC. I used to be on Enterprise Court off of Bobby Jones, and then we moved to Wheeler. But my friend's reopening the Underbox.
You gonna go off?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for her gym to open to jump ship.
I did it for like 6 months, and I hurt myself. Oh. Just every single day was just pain.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I guess I'm just too old and broken.
Wally steps toward Justin, holding up folded papers. Justin smiles.
Yeah, I always say that I don't do CrossFit. I do competitive powerlifting, okay. And then I do CrossFit when it's convenient.
No,
What's your powerlifting?
Wally and the man in yellow join them.
What's your preference on? What's your favorite stuff?
I'm just all upper body, so bench. It's kind of sad. I tested my lifts this week because I have a competition on June 24th, and my max bench is 180, and then my max back squat. Well, I have a back injury, so my max back squat is 195. But I don't.
Still, not shabby.
No, it should not be that close.
How'd you hurt your back?
Wally looks at the yellow-shirted man.
Doing power cleans. My pelvis wasn't rotating, so I separated that joint.
Sounds painful.
Yeah.
I did, I was doing box jumps, and this hand just, I was doing it by myself, it hit the box. And I mean, I thought I just fractured every bone in the body, in the hand. And I had to go to the doctor to get the x-ray. They said, so how'd you do this? CrossFit. Four times they asked me. I said, no, I didn't get in a fight, it was CrossFit.
Wally smirks at Justin.
I thought I could see the bone on my shin from that one.
Wow, what was that?
Box jumps, just missed the box.
That's a moment you really hope. Did anybody see that? I really hope nobody saw that.
Wally chuckles at Justin, then looks over at Reality. Still smiling, she turns to eye the toy truck across the street. A cat now sits in it, looking at her. Reality's smile fades into a grimace.
So I do have to ask, just... however this goes, I don't want to make any assumptions, but is this going to be a thing where, like, I brought my phone into the building and I don't see that phone for 3 weeks, or?
So, we'll go over the warrant.
We have a warrant for the phone.
Yeah, no, and I don't want to make any assumptions or anything like that. Just, I'm teaching yoga tomorrow and my phone has the music on it.
Wally eyes her with a creased brow. Justin's face is tight as he glances in Wally's direction, then turns back to Reality with his arms crossed.
Okay.
I mean, there are bigger problems in the world, so I can make do, I guess.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that once we sit down. Is there a... do you have just a few chairs? Like, kitchen table chairs? We can pull into that back room, or are we going to be sitting on the floor?
No, yeah, if you want to sit, I'm not too big on furniture.
Justin looks toward the front door, then motions for Reality to go inside. She hesitates, then treads up the porch steps, following Wally through the entranceway. She points to the open door, and Justin closes it as he enters behind her. 4:07 p.m., 37 minutes into recording. A man wearing black latex gloves takes pictures inside the house. He photographs several pictures of Reality in military uniform, then arranges them neatly on a desk. Other agents flip through books and search various areas of the room while Reality, Wally, and Justin look on. A man enters the house, and Reality turns to peer at the front door, which has been left wide open.
Would it be too much to ask if I can get the cat on a leash and tied up? Just, I just don't want to be, like, asking someone in the FBI to keep the front door closed if you guys are doing a search.
I don't see an issue.
Where is the cat right now?
In the bedroom.
On the bed.
In the bed.
Okay.
Still in the bed.
Yeah, I think so.
Wally and Justin join the search.
We're, just safety's sake, where the, there's your weapon in the...
The weapon, that's right. By the little table with the lamp right under the bed.
Your cat's under there. He's under the bed. Or she's under the bed.
The AR's in the case, isn't it?
Yes.
Where's the other gun?
It's behind it, more against the wall in the block case.
Can you get your cat?
Do you want to get your cat?
Can you...
Do you want to get your cat?
Do you want to get your cat? Get your cat.
Reality's wide eyes dart around the room. Kneeling on the floor, Reality reaches under the bed toward a long-haired white cat lounging in the cramped space. She grasps him and gently slides him out. The cat sits leashed to a bureau in the bedroom, staring out stoically. The cat takes a few steps but is stopped by her tether. She plops back down. The audio wave appears.
All right, she's good.
4:12 p.m.
All right.
You want to go back here?
Yeah, you can go ahead and go back in there.
An overhead fluorescent light pops on, illuminating a stark pale yellow room with stucco walls and linoleum-tiled floors. A cabinet painted the same muted color as the wall it's against and a metal dog cage sit in an otherwise completely empty room. Entering last, Justin shuts the door behind them. Reality shuffles close to the wall, her eyes darting around as she tracks him strolling across the room. Wally looks out one of the windows covered by lopsided, partially open blinds as Justin turns toward Reality.
This room is dirty. I'm so sorry.
She fidgets, looking down as Justin comes closer, grinning and placing his hands in his pockets. Wally pivots away from the window. Reality raises her eyes to meet Justin's stare. He glances at Wally, then turns back to her.
All righty. So, again, my name's Justin. You probably don't remember any idea of who I am. So, Justin Garrick with the FBI. This is Wally. He's my partner.
Wally waves.
So what I want to do is kind of explain that, you know, we do have a search warrant. You're welcome to see the warrant. You're welcome to read the warrant. And then explain a little bit about it. Now, if you're willing to talk to me, I'd like to kind of go through just how this started and, you know, give your side of it. We'll figure out what's going on here. Does that sound good to you?
Okay.
Okay.
Her eyes widen, glancing from Wally to Justin.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to take...
He pulls out a notepad.
Right here. I'm going to take notes. Not just random basis. You've got to take notes.
He starts to write, then stops.
Now, do you need water or anything? Are you thirsty?
Reality shakes her head, then creases her brow.
You're what? If you need water, shout it out.
Okay, I'll let you know, thanks.
Are you thirsty?
Not right now.
Okay, all right. If you need to use the restroom, any of that, let me know. It's not a big deal. Okay? Okay, so currently you're employed as a contract linguist with Pluribus.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what languages you said? I heard...
Farsi, Dari, Pashto.
Wally gives her a nod with raised eyebrows.
Okay. Any other?
Her lips remain tight as she shakes her head.
No.
I'm kidding. I think that's enough. It's really impressive. And you live here, by yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
He bends down to write a note.
This is really hard without a table and chairs.
I'm so sorry.
You don't have to apologize. It's your house. If you do feel like, you know, you want to sit or anything, we'll sit, okay? If you sit on the floor, I'll sit on the floor. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She remains standing.
And I'm serious about that. If you want to sit, please, I'll sit down too.
She just nods.
Okay. So again, We have a warrant, and it's... Would you like to see it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Wally hands her the folded papers.
They just gave us the authority to search the residence, the car, and then you.
She peers up at him and then down at the papers. Justin jots notes on his pad.
125 pounds, you guys. Flatter me.
Both men's eyes bore into her and she smirks.
Sorry, I have a sense of humor.
That was on your driver's license.
That's right.
She smiles, looking up at Wally.
Okay, well, I lied.
Don't we all?
Attachment B just explains the property that we're authorized to search for agencies. Any questions about any of that?
She glances at the door, then shakes her head hesitantly, still looking at the papers.
No.
Okay. We'll just leave a copy of that for you.
Yeah, we'll leave a copy.
Wally drops the papers onto a shelf. Various items are laid on a table and photographed. A picture of reality in military fatigues with two other service women. A framed quote written in the Arabic alphabet. A pink composition book with reality winner written on it. A sketchbook with drawings of two women on a page. The pages flip to one with doodles and multiple scribbles of reality's name covering it. Multiple phones are placed into a clear plastic evidence bag. A photograph of reality in her dress uniform. A laptop computer is placed into a bag. A book with numerous sticky notes jutting from it is closed, revealing its title, The Holy Quran.
So, all this stems from a report that we received that you had mishandled classified information. Maya, question is, does that ring any bells to you whatsoever?
An agent photographs a rifle. A picture appears of a blonde woman beaming with that rifle in her hands.
It does now. When I started working at Whitelaw, Do you guys know PKI passwords?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a printed out email, and I put it in a folder. I didn't have a desk yet, so I took it with me and passed through security and went to Starbucks. And when I came back, they searched through it. And unfortunately, the email I had printed out was classified. And they filed a report for that.
Okay, all right. And what's your work role there at Whitelaw?
Currently, I translate graphics documents, and that's all I do.
Okay.
From Farsi to English.
So you're assigned to a specific section, I guess, or group?
Yes, it's the Iranian Aerospace Forces Office.
You've been assigned there your entire time there?
Yes, since February.
Justin writes a note.
Okay. is there any other issues or anything you're aware of that might explain why that report was generated? Like, maybe this, maybe that.
No.
No, okay.
So you currently hold top secret SEI clearance?
Yes.
How long have you had that?
I would say since January 2013.
While you were in the Air Force?
Yes.
Wally gives Justin a side glance.
So you kept it through...
He wrinkles his brow, looking up.
Through the... Did you...
The transcript appears.
I guess when you left the Air Force, you kept the... When did you leave...
When did you process out of the Air Force?
I processed out of the Air Force December 14th, 2016. And up until that time, I was looking for contracts to try and get my clearance renewed.
So your clearance just kind of passed through?
It passed through, yeah.
Wally paces until he's right beside her.
Okay, all right. Again, as far as you're aware, you haven't committed any security violations or anything you're aware of other than this PKI thing?
Other than the PKI thing, no.
She shakes her head. The men keep their eyes trained on her.
I mean, I do print out documents at work because it's easier for me to translate them by hand. Mm. But then I put them in the box, and then I don't get it mixed up with like my classified notes because they I use pretty paper, so I don't take out white paper.
Reality works in a cubicle.
Mm. Got it.
And I know it sounds really dumb, but it's just It's how I can do it now. And after the stupid PKI thing, I was like, no more white paper out of the building.
You said you printed out stuff.
Yeah, I printed out...
Is like, there why did that come to mind as far as security?
He locks eyes with Reality, who stands with her hands behind her back.
I guess I'm just trying to think about actual paper. I can't imagine any other way to get things out of the building, I guess. I mean, I'm old-fashioned, so thinking about that and just with this PKI thing, just making sure I don't accidentally have anything in my lunchbox or anything like
that. Nothing got out of the building?
Nothing.
You didn't carry anything out of the building?
No, and I definitely let everything get searched all the time, so I haven't had any other accidents.
Wally rubs his eyes.
Do you work on any other matters?
No.
Okay. Have you ever inadvertently, either by accident or intentionally or whatever, gone outside your need to know on items?
Outside my need to know on items? I do from time to time look at a website called My Online. It's drone feeds.
Okay.
I used to work a drone mission, so it's all Afghan stuff. But other than that, just reading basic news articles on NSA.net, but I've never accessed anything that's outside of...
Okay. Have you ever gone searching for stuff that's not related to your work role?
No.
Okay.
Justin purses his lips and paces.
You kind of already answered this, but outside of the PKI, have you ever taken anything outside of the NSA facility?
No.
No. Have you downloaded anything, emailed anything out?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever discussed any classified material with anybody who wouldn't have the prior U.S. government authorization? Who wouldn't have the clearance or anything like that? Who wouldn't have the clearance and the need to know?
No.
No. Okay.
Not many people ask about Iranian aerospace, so I lucked out.
So you never discussed work or anything classified with anybody?
She faces Justin with her arms crossed and a grin on her face.
How's the neighborhood?
She looks over at Wally, raising her eyebrows.
I did not look at a map when I signed the lease, but I am well armed.
You seem to be. What's your plans? You gonna stay in the house or you gonna move somewhere else? Or did you sign a lease, I guess?
I signed a lease, and I would only break it if I get a deployment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any issues here since you moved here?
I did, yeah.
What happened?
I was coming home from a concert in Atlanta, and it was 3 a.m., and there was a guy standing on the street, and I wanted to make sure that he didn't see me go from like my car to my door, and I thought I timed it out well. But then I was standing at the sink getting water, and then someone starts knocking at the door.
The man in the yellow shirt leans in.
Do you have a toothpick?
Huh?
He leaves. Her gaze still on the door, Reality blinks several times.
It's 3 a.m., and my keys and my phone were by the door because that's where I dropped them because I had to pee. So very glad to have a Glock 9 in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Did not sleep.
I'm sure.
Anything other than that?
Other than that, there's this... People always ask if you want your lawn done, and someone came and mowed my lawn while I was in Belize last week, so not really cool with that.
Imagine not.
Yeah, they're probably going to come by and knock on the door and ask for compensation.
Yeah. I mean, if it's the same guy I paid last time, he's like this little old man, like in his 80s, so I won't really be mad. But
when did you go to Belize?
I left on Saturday morning and flew back Monday morning, last weekend.
That was a quick trip to Belize.
Mm-hmm. It was a quick trip.
What'd you go down there for?
I wanted to see the Mayan pyramids.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't have any leave, so I was tired of waiting for the stars to align, so I just said, got 3 days, let's do it.
That's cool.
Fair enough.
For the moment, that's pretty cool.
Did you get down there by yourself, or?
Yeah, by myself.
Okay, did you do any tours or anything down there?
I did. The first day I went on like a Alton Hall tour. That was one of the first sites. And then the second day we did, we took a boat on a river down to the Lamani pyramids and then we came back and yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a bunch of monkeys.
So you're positive. You never printed anything out that was outside of your work role.
Justin steps forward and Reality looks down, shaking her head.
I'm trying to think. Because there's NSA Pulse, and from time to time I do print out articles from that and use a scratch paper. That sounds really dumb. Now that I'm thinking about it, the things that I did were really dumb. But then I always threw it out in the burn bin.
Okay. What kind of articles
from Pulse do you pull out?
The transcript appears.
Usually reference material about, like...
The line is redacted.
Just making sure, like, so many references that I keep having to re-look up. So that's probably a fraud, waste, and abuse right there.
We're not worried about fraud, waste, and abuse.
Okay.
No.
Both men glare at her, shaking their heads.
I use a lot of papers, but nothing outside of Iranian stuff or anything other than that, and never outside of the building.
Okay. Reality. What if I said that I have the information to suggest that you did print out stuff that was outside of that scope?
She meets his gaze stone-faced, then looks down.
I mean, I would try to remember.
Okay. What if I said that you printed out information related to reports on...
She vanishes for a moment, then reappears nodding blankly.
Reality. We obviously know a lot more than what we're telling you at this point. And I think you know a lot more than what you're telling us at this point. I don't want you to go down the wrong road. I think you need to stop and think about what you're saying and what you're doing. I think it's an opportunity to maybe tell the truth, because telling a lie to an FBI agent is not going to be the right thing.
She paces away.
Okay. Again, we're here voluntarily. We're talking voluntarily. I'm not asking you, forcing you to do anything, but think. That's what I'm asking you to do, is think. So, think about what he just asked you. And let, you know.
With her back to the men and arms crossed, Reality sways back and forth in place. She slowly turns around to face them.
There's one I printed out because I wanted to read it.
She stares at them, frowning.
Can you remember what day that was?
I might mess up the dates, but late March, early April.
And what was it?
It was an NSA Pulse article about...
She vanishes again, then reappears.
Okay.
And I did print that one out.
She nods her head sharply, pursing her lips.
Okay. Why did you print that one out?
She starts pacing.
Because I wanted to read it. The way I downloaded it, it was hard to read, so it looked like a piece of history, you know, and I wanted it on my desk for like a day.
Did you, how did you find it?
So if you go on Pulse, there's the top right, they have a tab that says articles, and I scroll through those. I don't know if you guys saw the one about the miniature ponies, but
I missed that one.
Yeah, no, that was number one for like a year. So obviously, I go to check to see if there's any other gems, and then there was that one, and I saw it in the news, and I was just like, yeah, I wanted to read it. So yeah.
Okay, what did you do with the item?
I kept it on my desk for like 3 days.
She shifts unsteadily from side to side, wringing her hands and panting.
I'm gonna be honest. I only read like half of it. It was the stupidest thing ever. And then I burn bagged it in the box with a slat next to the fridge.
Okay, did you print out any other articles?
No, I just only the one.
Okay. Talking around it. You're pretty sure it was late April, early March? Think about, try to remember, like, details in your personal life.
I'm trying. I don't remember. I got in a fight with a boyfriend that week. When did I break up with him? I don't remember. God, I'm really blanking on what week, what the weekend was like before that. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm trying. God. Yeah, mid-April is all I'm thinking.
Okay, all right. What if I tell you that I know that you searched for and printed out a document on the 9th of May?
The 9th of May? Let me see. The CrossFit competition was on the 12th? God, was it really that late? I mean, I can't argue that. If you know, okay. You know. I mean, obviously, you know. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, I guess we're already June already. It's been a really bad month for me.
Do you remember what you did to get to that article?
Other than seeing it on the front page or linking it?
Do you remember what search terms you might have put in?
She puffs out her cheeks and shakes her head. She starts pacing again as she squints and scrunches up her mouth.
Probably.
She disappears, then reappears.
I'm not very sophisticated.
Okay. So, you did print out a document, an intelligence report. You do recall that?
Yeah, I do remember now, yeah.
Okay, what did you do with that report?
I kept it on my desk for 3 days, and I thought it was interesting, and I would read it, and then I said, nah, I should not have this on my desk, and so I put it in the burn bag.
Where's the burn bag?
Okay, it's in the break room. It's the white box with a little slat on it, one over from the fridge.
So you just slide it in there and then...
And it's taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay. Reality. Are you sure that's what you did with it?
Yes.
You're positive?
Yes.
You didn't take it out of the building?
No.
You didn't take it out of the building and give it to anybody?
No.
You didn't send it?
No.
You didn't send it to anyone?
No.
Reality, can you guess how many people might have printed out that article?
No.
It's not many. That article has made it outside of NSA, okay? Obviously, because we're here. And the most likely candidate, by far and away, is you. So, now, I don't think... I don't think you're a big bad master spy or anything, okay? I don't think that. I think that I've looked at the evidence and it's compelling. Now, I'm not sure why you did it. And I'm curious as to that. But I think you might have been angry over everything that's going on politics-wise. Because you can't turn on the TV without getting pissed off. Or at least I can't. I think you might have just made a mistake. Now, why I'm here and why I want to talk to you is to figure out the why behind this, okay? So, I ask you again. Did you take it out and send it?
She looks at Wally, then Justin.
I didn't. I put it in the burn bag. I mean, I'm trying to deploy. I'm not trying to be a whistleblower. That's crazy.
So how would you think that a document would end up getting out?
I mean...
Wally stares at her with a tight jaw and crossed arms.
But let's be honest, there's little to no security on the documents. I mean, nobody pats you down. Mm-hmm. We talk about it all the time at work. Like, oh, you have to show our lunch. Oh, you eat so healthy, like, every day, all the time. And people just, they... I mean, we have a building full of geniuses, right? And, I mean, I guess I'm just... I'm talking and I'm nervous, but I didn't do anything with it. I mean, I'm trying to go somewhere else. I'm trying to increase my clearance. Okay. I mean, I know it was sensitive, and I thought it'd be cool to have on my desk for a couple of days.
Okay, but you said you remember putting it in the burn bag, just yeah. Sliding it in there. Okay.
I remember that. Folded it in half.
Justin's eyes widen.
Folded in half.
Reality's face freezes. Then she nods slightly.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it didn't. Yeah, folded in half.
She blinks, avoiding his gaze.
What if I tell you that document, folded in half, made its way outside of NSA?
She shakes her head, frowning.
I don't.
Made its way out in an envelope postmarked Augusta, Georgia. See, things are starting to get a little specific.
Her mouth is downturned as she nods.
Made its way to an online news source that you subscribe to. Getting really specific. So I'm going to ask you again.
Justin looks directly at her, and Reality's eyes lower. He glances over at Wally.
What is very, very, very compelling? I'd like to know the reason, because I don't think you make a habit out of this. At all. I think you just messed up. Now, I'm not sure why you did it, and I'd like to hear from you on that. But the what and the how, would you agree? It looks awfully bad.
It looks really bad, yeah.
She nods and frowns.
If you're angry about what's going on, if there's anything that... Look, you've had a good career. You have. If there's something that just pushed you over the edge on this, now is the perfect time. This is a podium.
He raises his eyebrows and gives her a nod. She stares at him.
You know, like...
Wally steps closer.
Like he said, I don't think we're coming here to say you're some big, bad, mastermind, prolific spy kind of thing. I think what we both think is that maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you weren't thinking for a minute. Maybe you got angry, like you said. I mean, that's what I'm hoping. If that's the case, then that makes us feel a little better knowing we don't have a real serious problem here. You know, that's something that concerns us too. That this isn't an ongoing problem. But we need to figure it out. And... if it was a mistake?
He indicates the three of them.
Let's deal with it.
Is this a room?
A man peeks in through the door.
Is that a room?
Reality stares blankly after the man. Justin turns away from the door and looks directly at her again. She raises her eyes to meet his gaze.
So how'd you get it out of the office?
Reality's breathing is steady as she stares downward, her lips held tightly together. Her frown becomes more pronounced and her red eyes start to glisten behind droopy lids. She looks up at Justin.
Folded in half of my pantyhose.
In the cubicle, Reality folds papers in half. Fox News plays on the TV above her as she reaches into her skirt. Back in the barren room, the fluorescent light shines down heavily on Reality.
Okay. And what did you do with it?
Her blurred focus turns from the overhead light fixture to Justin's penetrating stare. She looks up at him with heavy eyes.
I put it in an envelope and sent it to me.
Anybody specifically there?
I don't think I put a name, I just put a name.
Had you communicated with them prior to you doing
no,
that?
No, I wasn't trying to be a Snowden or anything.
And that's what I don't think you were either. I really don't. But I think you made a mistake. But I don't think either one of us think you were trying to be Snowden.
Her eyes tear up.
No, it was... It's just the one document, and like you said, because
right.
I've had I've a really hard time at work. I've filed formal complaints about them having Fox News on all the time, and like, for God's sake, put Al Jazeera on or a slideshow of people's pets. Like, I've tried everything to get that
changed.
It would
probably be a good thing. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter which side you're watching. They're all pretty bad. Yeah. But
the transcript appears.
Pets would have been great. Just having that every day.
A large portion of the transcript has been completely redacted.
Where'd you mail it from?
Reality stands stoically in front of a mailbox facing forward. In this dark room, she looks down, grimacing.
A mailbox on Boston Road.
Okay.
It's the shopping center with the bank and the Earth Fair grocery store.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
At the intersection of Boston Road and Furious Ferry.
Furious Ferry. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I never could say that right. Furious Ferry.
And it was just a mailbox sitting out in the middle of the parking lot?
Mm-hmm, just a metal box.
The mailbox sits next to a yoga sign.
Okay.
Okay.
With her back against the door and head lowered, Reality slides down into a seated position on the floor.
Do you remember what day it was?
What day of the week was the ninth?
Let's see.
We'll check.
Justin crouches down.
Need some water or something?
I'd like some water once we figure out what day of the week it was.
Okay.
Let's see. I want to say it was, if I could figure out this crazy phone. I want to say it was a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Is there something significant about the ninth in other ways?
No. It was probably just the first day I saw it. If it might have been the 11th or the 12th, if I said yoga on the night of the 11th, then the yoga studio is right there.
So it would have been a Thursday or Friday.
Thursday
or Friday. Okay. What yoga studio?
It's called Oh Yeah Yoga.
So you said maybe you mailed it Thursday or Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you know to mail it to...
A computer screen reads, The Intercept welcomes whistleblowers. Reality sits on a couch staring at the laptop screen on her lap. A red sticker on a black device reads, This modem is classified secret U.S. government property. Reality sits in her cubicle rubbing her neck. Fox News plays on the TVs above her with the headline, President Trump fires FBI Director Comey. A phone screen displays The Intercept offering to publish anyone's solid proof that Russia interfered with U.S. elections. Back in the room, Reality disappears, then reappears.
So you wanted to be able to publish it?
Yeah.
Did you send it anywhere else?
No.
No? No other publications you've shown it to or given it to?
No.
Is there going to be anything here that we're going to be surprised to find?
No, I never took the document out of my car.
Is there anything on your phone or your computer?
On my phone, you might... I don't know if I deleted it, but you guys are probably going to be able to see it anyway, but there will be a screenshot of the address.
The phone displays The Intercept's address, which Reality writes down.
Okay.
Okay.
You mentioned you want some water.
Yeah.
Wally points to the door.
Yeah, why don't we...
No, I'll make it. I'm just going to get somebody out here.
Reality stands up.
Hey, can I have somebody in here, please?
Do you want a bottle of water?
She shakes her head slightly.
Do you have a filter in the fridge, or do you just want tap water?
Tap water. There's a mason jar glass next to the sink.
Can I get one person to stand here, please, so I can go to the kitchen?
Outside the room, Justin walks away as the man in the yellow shirt takes his place. He stands with his back to the open door, chewing gum with his arms crossed. At the base of a window, a small snail creeps along the narrow bottom rail, appearing to barely hang on as it moves. 4:56 p.m., 86 minutes into recording. Reality stares down at the snail, expressionless as it slithers along.
So you guys, you're not going to fit in there anymore. She's not going to fit in there anymore.
The snail begins tipping off the edge, its shell pulling it down, but still continues to inch forward.
She's still under the bed? The cat. Is the cat still under the bed?
Reality looks up from the snail.
She's a big girl.
The man in yellow struts into the room. The transcript reads, "Oh, she's a big girl." Reality smiles with raised eyebrows.
Oh yeah, we're trying.
How old is she?
Wally stares down at Reality, a smirk forming on his face.
She's 3 years now?
Wally and the man in yellow stand side by side gaping at Reality. She beams widely and looks down.
The girl likes to eat.
Oh yeah.
She likes carbs.
She got a little slim thin on her. She came out, I was like, whoa!
Yeah, she'll snatch bread right out of my mouth, like,
wow.
Girl, you do not need those.
The snail crawls up the window. Reality watches the men laugh hysterically, leaning on each other with their heads thrown back. She smiles with raised eyebrows. Justin enters with a glass of water. He eyes the two men and nods toward the door. The man in yellow leaves.
Water.
The snail retreats into its shell. Justin hands the mason jar glass to Reality.
Thanks.
She takes a sip as Justin removes the notebook from his pocket and looks at his watch. Wally steps toward her.
So, other than the screenshot on the phone, there shouldn't be anything else? And there should be nothing on the laptop?
Nothing on the laptop.
She nods, looking down, then wrinkles her forehead.
I do have a Tor browser.
She looks up at them with pursed lips. Both men freeze.
Which probably looks bad.
Okay. What do you use the Tor browser for?
She shifts her eyes and then looks down at the snail, its body contorted against the window pane. A computer screen with a Tor browser open flickers into view and says, "Explore privately." The snail retreats back into its shell. With her arms crossed and still staring at the slug, Reality takes a couple steps closer to the window and rubs her thumb along a sticker on the glass. The men stare at her, stone-faced.
Have you had any contact with anyone from...
The men vanish. Reality looks up with a beguiling smile and slowly paces in the empty room.
The Intercept.
They reappear.
Have you tried to reach out?
Like you said, I saw the article, and I couldn't believe it wasn't a thing.
It made you mad.
Her eyes lock on Wally.
It made me very mad.
Reality leans in close to the computer screen in her cubicle.
Russian interference helped him win the election.
A document appears.
Russia's cybersecurity. Main intelligence director at Cyber Actors. Redacted. Target U.S. companies and local U.S. government officials using voter registration-themed emails. Spoof election-related products and services. Research absentee ballot email addresses, August to November 2016.
If anybody could show me that the Russians got into any voting machine anywhere in America,
that's
how you hack an election, Bill.
No, that's one way you can hack an election. No one is.
Russian General Staff Main Intelligence Director Actors Redacted. Executed cyber espionage operations against a named U.S. company in August 2016. Evidently to obtain information on elections-related software and hardware solutions, according to information that became available in April 2017.
What kind of attack is this?
You're jumping to conclusions.
There is no jump there. I'm simply telling you
there's not one
right in front of us coming from
to a hacking.
Okay. Given the content of the malicious email, it was likely that the threat actor was targeting officials involved in the management of voter registration systems. It is unknown whether the aforementioned spear phishing deployment successfully compromised the intended victims and what potential data could have been accessed by the cyber actor. It was right there.
In her cubicle, Reality glances around.
And I didn't care about myself at that point.
She prints the document.
When did you realize the technical capabilities of that article?
Sources and methods.
Sources and methods are valuable to adversaries.
She folds the papers in half.
Yeah.
Okay. With that in mind, why did you make the decision to send it anyway?
She stands at the mailbox, peering at us.
Honestly, I just figured that whatever we were using had already been compromised. And that this report would just be like one drop in a bucket.
She stares blankly in the barren room.
Is there anything else you want to tell me? Say. Talk about why?
Justin puts his hands in his pockets, staring at her downturned face. Reality lifts her heavy eyes to look at them, then shakes her head.
No, it was just... Yeah, just that day. That week. It was just too much to sit back and watch it and think, why do I have this job if I'm going to be helpless? It's just...
She scoffs and looks down.
Sorry.
Her brow creases and she looks up.
It was just the final straw.
Was there something that just did it? Because you don't seem the type to do this.
I'm not.
I believe in it. I want to believe it.
I'm not. I want to go out with our special forces. I mean, that's why I got out of the Air Force. That's why I'm here in Augusta. I was trying to get my clearance back so I could get deployments. I just was at a time I wasn't applying for deployments. I had 7-8 months left of a job that didn't mean anything to me because it's Iran and I'm a Pashto linguist. Like, what am I doing translating Farsi? I felt hopeless, and seeing that information be contested back and forth in the public domain with everything else that just keeps getting released and everything that keeps getting leaked, like, why can't this get out there? Why can't this be public?
She steadies herself and avoids eye contact. Wally's mouth hangs open, gawking at her.
Were you surprised to see us today?
She looks at him and juts her chin out, then tilts her head.
Yeah. Actually, I thought you were here to ask about the house because it's still for lease online.
Because you didn't seem surprised when we pulled up.
Oh, God, that's just because I have a resting bitch face. You guys turned around and an FBI was like, what is going on, you know? And then you showed your badge right up and...
She purses her lips and shakes her head.
I submitted my security packet yesterday. My clearance on EQIP, so I thought that was what it's for. I was like, why are you guys questioning me for my own clearance? But
okay,
that's not gonna happen.
Anything else you can think of?
Well, what we have to do is we have to do the search.
Of course.
You said... Sorry, I have a sinus infection, so I... Sound awful.
This is the best room to be in it with.
Do you remember the site from memory?
If you scroll down to the bottom, there's contact, but it's not as obvious as you think because it's closer.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to find it?
Reality holds a cell phone, scrolling through it.
About probably 3 minutes of scrolling, which felt like an eternity sitting in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
You said the document stayed in your car.
Yeah.
Where did you get the envelope?
She keeps her eyes cast downwards.
The box of envelopes is... It's on the back seat in the car, behind the driver's seat. I had a bunch of forms I had to mail out last December, so it's been in my car since December.
Okay. And the stamps?
Stamps. I think I have about one or two left in there, but I keep stamps in the glove box in case I have to mail anything out, like bills and stuff.
Okay, in your glove box?
In the glove box, yeah.
All right. I'm trying to think if I have anything else. The search, the guys will continue the search. I'll search the vehicle and the house and the photograph, everything. The search team leader, sit down with you and go through things.
Reality nods and continues answering without making eye contact. The cat looks around, still leashed.
Do you have any questions for me?
So many. This sounds really bad. Am I going to jail tonight?
Wally peeks out the door to speak to the man in yellow.
I don't know how to answer that.
What was the question?
If she's going to jail tonight.
Oh.
Said I don't have the answer to that quite yet.
Wally and Justin lock eyes with each other.
Of course, the search is still going on. In the case that I don't have memorized, the woman, her name is Kathy. She works at the Augusta Humane Society. She can come and pick up the dog in the case that I'm not here tonight.
Well, let's don't... Let's don't put the cart before the horse right now.
Okay.
That's
just... my only concern is getting her and then maybe one more phone call to get the cat covered.
We'll figure that out. If it comes to that, we'll figure that out.
And I don't have the answer to that yet, and I'm going to... we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, okay?
Okay.
What else?
She stares out and slowly shakes her head. Now sitting on the toilet, Reality's head hangs heavily over her laceless yellow sneakers. She cranes it upwards and opens her eyes, frowning. Her eyes drift closed, and Reality lets her head droop down again, shaking it from side to side. She stands in front of the toilet with her hands in her back pockets. She tugs her shirt down, takes a breath, and turns toward the door. She stops and stands in place, not moving. Justin and Wally stand in the hallway.
You turn it off.
It's still recording.
5:14 p.m., 104 minutes into recording. Wally walks away. Reality steps out of the bathroom where Justin waits, then turns and walks down the hallway. She slowly marches toward the front door, which is being held open by Justin. Outside, numerous agents, including Wally, stand in the front yard watching her as she crosses the threshold and trudges down the porch steps.
Would you like to sit down somewhere?
I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yeah.
Reality continues her slow trek past everyone without making eye contact, while agents behind her lug boxes from the house. She slogs forward, the muscles in her face tight. She gazes down the side of the house where Mickey sits at attention in the pen. She leaps up at the sight of Reality.
Reality?
Reality turns toward Justin, who stands with a female FBI agent. The agent treads over to her and motions for her to put her arms up. Reality complies, and the agent pats her down, starting with her outstretched arms, then moving down her torso. She spins her around and continues the procedure. When she is finished, the agent lowers Reality's arms behind her back. Reality's face remains calm and resolved as she is cuffed. The agent leads Reality away, and the other agents continue to mill about doing their work. A neighbor watches from their yard. Mickey turns toward Reality as the agent takes her past the pen. Cars move about down suburban streets as a warm sunset shines down on the idyllic neighborhood. June 4th, 2017. Phone call from Reality Winner to her sister, Brittany Winner.
Collect call from an inmate at Lincoln County Jail in Lincolnton, Georgia. This call is subject to recording and monitoring. To accept charges, press 1.
As soon as Mom and Gary get to Georgia, they're going to pick up Nina at least, and Mickey will stay back with the shelter, but they're safe in the house. Everyone was really worried about them when they searched my house. A bunch of dog people. Yeah, I mean, that was the one thing. Like, when the FBI was interrogating me, they were just like... Look, we have everything. We just want to know why. You know what I mean? They didn't care about anything else. They were just straight up curious to know why.
They say Reality Winner has two faces. One, an Air Force veteran, a loving daughter, and a yoga instructor. The other, a person who had taken a keen interest in the Middle East with suspicious motives.
When asked by the FBI, Winner stated that she knew the intelligence report revealed sources and methods used by the U.S. intelligence agencies, and she knew that compromising those sources and methods could be valuable to our adversaries and damage the United States. She claimed to hate America. When asked, "You don't really hate America, right?" She responded, "I mean, yeah, I do. It's literally the worst thing to happen on the planet." She was the quintessential example of an insider threat.
An intemperate political activist, how did she get a security clearance? Well, you could ask the same question about a lot of people.
Reality drops the envelope in the mailbox.
I keep telling myself to act more like I think I did something wrong.
We are more concerned with the leaks than we are with the fact that the Russians attacked our democracy and that the president's campaign may have participated in it.
They didn't attack our democracy.
They did.
That's a meaningful
thing. If you look at this, it's sort of like the Intercept. Knowingly or unknowingly, outed their own source. I mean, it made no sense. It's like, is it that? Are you that
sloppy, irresponsible? Oh, what is it?
Both.
As a journalist, we count on people to leak us information that's vital for our democracy to function. Knowing what happened with the Russian hack was a very important thing. Now, she did violate the rules of her employment, but this penalty that she's gotten, 5 years, is exceedingly long, one of the longest penalties. And it's obviously there to create a, you know, a chilling effect, right? So that other people don't do this and we stay in the dark.
You have 1 minute remaining on your call. You have 1 minute left.
If you could just get that message to Wayne.
Yeah, I will.
All right. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I'm just sorry
that... Oh, one more name. Don Z. Last name starts with a Z.
Okay.
I'm probably not gonna talk to him again, but that, I'm doing push-ups like crazy and that I'm gonna miss him. Just let him know that.
Obviously, been recording. I'm going to...
What's up?
Going to end the recording.
I think so.
Stop the interview.
I think so.
So, this is at 5:17 p.m. Ceasing recording on June 3rd.
The transcript reads, end of recording. Cut to black. Reality Winner left her home in FBI custody on June 3, 2017. By June 5th, members of Congress and election officials were sharing the information Reality leaked to ensure the integrity of the nation's voting systems. Reality was repeatedly denied bail and ultimately charged under the Espionage Act. She served 4 years in federal prison and will remain on supervised release until November 2024. A quote appears, "I knew it was secret, but I also knew I had pledged service to the American people." Reality Lee Winner. White letters fade to pink. Reality. Sydney Sweeney. Josh Hamilton. Marshawn Davis. Benny Elledge. Directed by Tina Satter. Screenplay by Tina Satter and James Paul Dallas. Based on the play by Tina Satter. Credits continue. While the events in this motion picture are based on a true story, certain events, names, and characters have been composited or invented for dramatic purposes. All dialogue is based on publicly available FBI records. Copyright 2022, Mickey and Mina, LLC. Typed letters appear. C-View. HBO Films. Audio description by Point 360, written by Steve Solotto, voiced by Tansy Alexander.